Hi, Family First Care LLC. Who am I speaking with?
Betty Todd.
Hi, Betty. How are you doing today?
How are you doing?
Good. So I see that you're looking to get onto the waiver program.
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
yourself or somebody else?
Yeah, it's for me.
Okay. Let's discuss this. So the reason that you're looking into services is that you're having a hard time doing daily functions and things like that?
Yes, and I went through all the steps and everything, and they had called me and said that I got it, and I was just waiting on my hours. But as I was going through, change of address. So they told me when I get my address for me to call them, and I did. So somebody from Hartford called me and took my information. Nobody never got back with me.
Okay. Well, this is Family First Care. I don't know what happened there. But what I would start you off with is first, let me ask you a couple questions to see if you'll be eligible, okay?
Okay.
Do you make more or less than $2,600? $985 a month?
Make lesser than that.
All right. Do you have more than $8,000 in your savings?
No, I do not.
Okay. So here's what we're going to – let me explain to you a little bit about the process, okay?
Yes.
So here's how this works. If you want to get onto the program, you have to go through a series of medical assessments, and then the broker is going to want to they're going to want you to go ahead and – submit financial paperwork, okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not personal. Anybody who wants to get onto the program has to do this. Financial paperwork like bank statements, award letters for Social Security, things like that, okay?
Right.
Were you ever divorced?
No.
Okay. Are you married?
No.
Okay. Okay, trying to think. Okay, let me go down the list. This is how we usually do it. You first have to go through a series of assessments with the broker, and then the county wants financial information. What I usually do with my clients is I go through the financial information first, because the sooner we try and gather it, the better, okay? Tell me, do you own your home?
No.
Okay, remember, all these questions are being asked for the county. It's not like the agency doesn't need this information. We're just helping you move this along for yourself, okay?
Right.
Okay, so do you have life insurance?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a burial account agreement?
No.
Do you have a bank account?
Yes, where my Social Security goes to, yes.
All right. Do you have a bank account that you work with a bank like Chase or something like that?
No.
Okay. You never had a bank account with another bank?
Yeah. I have a bank account.
With which bank?
Oh, Credit Union. Credit Union.
Credit Union. Okay. Did you have a bank account open from 2020 at all?
Yes.
Okay. 2021, you also had one? 2022 to present,
yes.
All the way now?
Yes.
Same bank,
yes,
account, or was any of them closed?
I had switched to Credit Union. I had, well, for all of them.
When did you switch?
Last year, I think it was.
So you switched from Credit Union to Wells Fargo?
No, I switched from Wells Fargo to Credit Union.
How long were you with Wells Fargo?
Ooh, since I got on Social Security.
How long has that been?
Like probably 6 years, 7 years.
So since 2020? that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. So here's what's going to need to happen. Let me just finish going down the list. Okay, your Social Security, you're getting Social Security, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you own a car? I think I asked you this, but let me ask it again.
No, I don't own a car. No.
Okay, do you have any pensions, annuities, rental homes, anything like that?
No.
Okay, Betty, here's what's going to need. So the county is going to need, from what I'm hearing from you, they're going to need the award letter from your Social Security. Okay,
uh-huh.
Do you have to get that?
Yes.
Okay, so they're going to need that. They're also going to need from 2020, okay, to 2023, they are going to need January and June statements from Wells Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, in addition to that, they're also going to need the letter of closure of the account. Okay?
Okay.
Now, after that, from 2024, what bank did you have?
Wells Fargo.
Wells Fargo, I thought you said from 2024, Wells Fargo?
25.
So from 24, you were still with the Wells Fargo, right?
Yes.
So 2024, okay. So from 2024, okay, from Wells
mm-hmm.
Fargo, they're going to need all the bank statements.
Mm-hmm.
And then from 25 all the way to now, they're going to need all the statements from the credit unions.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you said you also have life insurance?
Yes.
They're going to need the current cash and face value of that life insurance. Okay? I know it sounds like
mm-hmm.
a lot. It does sound like a lot.
Yes.
With you. I know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. So, just to get this straight, I'm going to ask again. You had, from 2020 to 2024, you had Wells Fargo?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just see here. I'm just writing this all down. Okay. Now, from 2025, you have credit union. You need, from 2025 to 2026, all statements. And then you also need the cash and face value. Of cash and face value of life insurance. All right? Now, I want you to take just not the kitchen sink, you know? Everything else. Okay, here we go. So, let me tell you what I can do for you. Anybody who wants to get onto this program has to go through this. It's not personal, like I said before. Not. My job is to
mm-hmm.
walk you through this and help you out. So I'm here to help you. You're not doing this alone.
Right.
And there's always solutions to whatever needs to get done.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, what we usually start with is the assessment. Tell me, based on everything I just said, starting with the Social Security award letter, how are we doing with that? How would you go about trying to retrieve that?
Oh, I will go to Social Security.
Okay. go to get the award letter and get a most recent one, okay?
Right.
All right, now, for Wells Fargo, you need 2020 to 2023 January and June statements. How would you go about doing that?
I would go there.
You would go there? Unless
I, or if I just get my letters that was coming to the address that I was using.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I would get all my statements that was coming in the mail.
You already ordered statements in the mail?
No, I said, you know how they send statements out to you?
Well, I would have you, do you have an email, buddy?
Yes.
All right, so have them email it to you, and then you could email it to me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, have them email it to you, but I just want to make sure you know what to request from them. Okay, so I'm going to send you a, do you get receive text messages?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to send you a very detailed text message of what you need to do and get, okay?
Okay.
And
mm-hmm.
you'll tell me how you're going to go about doing it, what you need help with. You're never stuck. Like, there's always a solution to something. So, like I said, here to help you. We're going to make this happen for you. Now, in addition to that, you're going to need a doctor's note. You have two options. The doctor's note can be either sent to your primary doctor, who you usually see, or I could schedule to have one of my doctors call you and just fill out the form with you over the phone. The reason why I suggest this is because it's easier and faster. What would you like to do?
What, it's easier and faster for your doctor?
Well, it's easier and faster for you, but we do whatever you want to do.
Oh, I don't care. The person that did it for me, she got all my paperwork, so I don't even know.
Right. I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I said, the doctor that did it for me, I don't even know. I don't even know where my papers and stuff at from them because the lady that was helping me get it, she kept all my paperwork.
So where are you up to in the enrollment process?
This lady.
I'm confused. Have you tried to get onto the waiver before with another agency?
Yeah, somebody was helping me before. Yeah, that's what happened. I didn't have a address, so they said when I get my address for me to call, and when I call, they send me to Hasbro, and Hasbro asked me questions, and I never heard nothing back.
Okay. Do you have an address now?
Yes.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to wait for your case to come to my sheet. I'm going to update the file, and then I'll give you a call back, and we'll go from there. Okay?
Okay, so something should come to you?
Well, you're not going to come to me, no. I just need to confirm where you're holding in the enrollment process. Try and get the award letter for your Social Security in the meantime, okay?
Okay.
All right, have a good day.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.